Welcome to episode 58 of the 3M Fear podcast. Today I'm going to narrate two stories. One 100% real, while the other may or may not be real. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website 3amfear.com. Let's get started. The Cop's Bride. In a small bridal store in Mexico back in March of 1930, the locals were shocked when a mysterious mannequin named La Pascalita appeared at the store's window. This wasn't just any mannequin. It looked so real that people were confused and shocked. Is this a mannequin or a real human body? Legend has it that La Pascalita wasn't just any regular mannequin. Some whispered that she was actually the preserved body of the original shop owner's daughter who tragically passed away on her wedding day. It is said that her grief-stricken parents decided to preserve her in a mannequin form in order to keep her closer to them forever. Now, despite all these rumors, she still remains on that bridal store window. As people passed by, they would watch the mannequin, unsure if it was real or not. Her face is incredibly detailed, unbelievably expressive, with real-looking eyelashes and glassy, shiny eyes that resemble those of a living human being. The level of detail in her hands is astounding. If you closely look at her eyes, it is said that you can even see veins running through them. It's mind-boggling when you consider that most store mannequins are plain white figures. They are solely used to display clothes. But when people pass by La Pascalita, they don't feel like they're watching just a store mannequin. She looks too real to be true. So here's the conspiracy theory. Many believe that La Pascalita wasn't just any mannequin. According to a local legend, she looks exactly like the shop owner's daughter, Pascuala Esparza. The story goes that Pascuala was getting ready for a wedding when tragedy struck. She was bitten by a black widow spider and tragically succumbed to its poison on her wedding day. Shortly after her passing, the mannequin suddenly appeared on the shop window. And that's why many people believe that maybe it was the daughter herself. They think that La Pascalita isn't just a mannequin, she is the preserved body of the daughter. Perhaps the shop owner was so devastated at the loss of his daughter that he couldn't bear to be away from her. And so he decided that he was going to keep her as close to the family as possible, even if that meant preserving her body. Now, over the years, countless customers have reported eerie experiences with La Pascalita. Many claim that her eyes seem to follow them around as they move around the store, while others swear that they have seen her moving or even changing her positions. By that, I mean, at one point they would see she was in one place and the very next second, her position would be somewhere else. Even the staff members working there have said that they have felt this kind of uneasiness, like someone was watching them. One staff member confessed, "Every time I go near La Pascalita, my hands break out in sweat. Her hands are so realistic, and she even has varicose veins in her legs. I believe she is a real person. And it's just not the customers or the staff. Many people have said that they feel like this mannequin is too real. Another legend suggests that La Pascalita is not the daughter, but rather a haunted being. Some believe that her spirit still lingers in the mannequin, adding an extra layer of mystery. According to that version of the story, a visiting French magician was so captivated by the bridal mannequin that he visited her window every night. He allegedly brought her to life, dancing with her and parading her around town before returning her to the storefront every morning. It's this bizarre tale. A magician who falls in love with a mannequin, brings her to life, and then drops her back. Now, there's no denying that La Pascalita looks too similar to the daughter of the shop owner. At the same time, she also has that realistic touch to it. Regardless of her true origins, La Pascalita has become a local legend over the decades. However, skeptics argue if she really is human. Now, I did some in-depth research, and this is what came out. There are a lot of reasons to why La Pascalita could not be a real human being. First of all, it's been over 80 years. If she really is an embalmed corpse, then she needs to be taken care of on a regular basis, especially if her looks need to be kept intact. Now, there are embalmed corpses. Like, for instance, several popes are on view at the Vatican and visitors flock in to see Lenin's preserved body in Moscow's Red Square. But even then, when you look at his body, you know that he is not alive. But when people see La Pascalita, they feel as if she is a real human being. And of course, we have to remember that La Pascalita is kept in a store. The mannequin is exposed to bright sunlight, humid weather, lot of changes in temperature. She is bound to decompose. And of course, there's the smell. I don't think that her father has enough money to keep her in perfect state. Now, why people think that La Pascalita is real? Perhaps it's because people love the idea of there being a mannequin which is maybe haunted, or maybe is actually a dead body. But after all, it brings countless curious visitors to the store. The shop owner neither agreed nor denied the fact. Maybe because he wants people to come to his shop. Now, there are rumors that the mannequin has recently been removed and taken somewhere, but I'm not quite sure. But if you're in Mexico, I would really like to know if you have seen La Pascalita. And if you're not in Mexico and planning to visit, what do you think about it? Do you think that a woman can be embalmed for over 80 years? Elmer McCurdy. At the New Pike Amusement Park in Long Beach, California, there's this funhouse ride called Laugh in the Dark. In 1976, a team from the TV show The $6 Million Man was getting ready to film there. Their goal? To film Steve Austin, the show's main character, as he rode through this spooky, scary, Laugh in the Dark ride. Now, this ride was no ordinary one. It had a dark tunnel filled with scary surprises like ghouls, demons, and skeletons. They would all suddenly appear, making the riders jump. That's what they wanted to capture. However, while setting up, one of the crew members tried to move what he thought was a prop, a hanging body from the ceiling. Now, there were a lot of mannequins over there, and over the years, people would say that that there was this one mannequin which just didn't feel like it was a mannequin, like something was not right, as if it looked too real to be a mannequin. Now, while the crew member was trying to fix this one mannequin, to their horror, the arm broke off, revealing that it was not a prop, but a real human body. The police were called and they found out that the body belonged to a man named Elmer McCurdy. Elmer was born in 1880 and was known for robbing trains. He died in a shootout with the police in 1911 and his body ended up in the hands of a mortician. Now, to go a little bit into the story of Elmer McCurdy, he was said to be an outlaw who died in a gunfight with the police 65 years before he was found in that funhouse. Now, in 1910, Elmer found himself in Oklahoma. Now, he ran with established gangs, but it is said that Elmer never ran with the same crew twice. He would come into town, take up some employment, make some acquaintances, and after robbing a bank or a train, he would just disappear. He would show up in another town and do the same thing over and over again. Now, on the day that he died, he robbed a train in Oklahoma. He took whatever he robbed, which was $46, and 2 jugs of whiskey. While he was running away from the police, they ended up killing him in a shootout. Elmer's body would then be taken to a funeral home, and as the funeral director waited, no one claimed it. And he thought that this could be the best opportunity to make some money. So then he got Elmer's body embalmed and he would allow visitors to come and watch it. He would also allow people to put a nickel in its mouth. 5 years into this money-making scheme, 2 carnival men came up to the funeral home and said that they were Elmer's long-lost relatives and they decided that they were going to claim this body. Now, what the funeral home didn't know was that they were not related to Elmer. They just wanted his body. They, of course, agreed and Elmer would be handed over to the 2 carnival workers. From then on, Elmer would be taken from location to location with the carnival workers, and his corpse was the star attraction of the traveling carnival. Finally, Elmer's body ended up in Laugh in the Dark ride, where it was painted bright orange to glow in the dark. It wasn't until a crew member accidentally broke his arm that the truth came out. People were shocked to know that the mummy was real. For 6 decades, Elmer's body would be traveling from one place to another with the carnival, finally landing in Laugh in the Dark. Elmer's body would be taken in for autopsy, and inside his chest was the copper jacket of the bullet that killed him. Now, the company that was manufacturing this had stopped long ago, and this led the coroner to think that the body was from the early 20th century. Now, detectives started tracking down and they realized that he looked a lot like the Wild West robber Elmer McCurdy. His photos were matched against the images in the University of Oklahoma archive, and that's when they found out that he indeed was Elmer McCurdy. Elmer's journey didn't end with the coroner's office. In April of 1977, since no living relatives came forward to claim him, the Oklahoma chief medical examiner was finally given custody of the body. Elmer got on a plane ride to Oklahoma, and the way he was taken was not in the best way possible. Upon reaching Guthrie, the city council decided to offer him a final resting place. They believed he deserved a Christian burial after 66 years of being shuffled around. Bill Lehman, a city spokesperson expressed the sentiment, stating, quote, "We just feel he should be laid to rest in a Christian manner after 66 years of being banded from pillar to post." End quote. When Elmer arrived, hundreds of people gathered to witness his arrival. He was taken in a horse-drawn hearse to Boot Hill Cemetery, where other outlaws like Bill Doolin were buried. I don't think Elmer would have ever imagined that this is how his afterlife fate was going to be. Elmer was finally laid to rest at the Summit View Cemetery in Guthrie, Oklahoma, in 1977, over 60 years after his death. His grave is marked with a stone showing his death in 1911 and his burial in 1977. To prevent any further disturbances or anyone else creating any other issues, a thick layer of concrete was placed over his casket, ensuring that McCurdy's body would never be moved again. I would really love to know, what do you guys think about these two cases? One where Elmer was treated as a haunted attraction, something to be feared, but later on we find out that he was just a poor soul being moved from place to place. He may not have been the best person while he was alive, but his body was surely tortured after he died. While in the case of La Pascalita, I would like to know, what do you guys think? Science, of course, says that there is no way that La Pascalita is the daughter, because no body can remain that intact for years on end. What do you guys think? A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you are listening from, and please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube, where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.